This happened to my best friend around 2 years ago, who I'll call Sarah for privacy reasons. We are both studying in the same city, only at different universities, so we're living in different parts of the city. One day, while Sarah was studying for her exams, she realized that there was no food in the fridge, so she decided to go out for a walk and do some grocery shopping. There was a fairly large and well-supplied supermarket close to her apartment complex, where she stopped by for some fruits, yogurt, and noodles. She spent around 15 minutes in the supermarket, only to be greeted by a complete stranger outside who started having a small talk with her. He acted like they knew each other, although Sarah is positive that she had never seen him before. Overall, my best friend is a very polite and tolerant person, but also very cautious of strangers. She described him as a short, overweight guy with a goatee and a wide, odd grin on his face. On the other hand, my best friend is tall, and she seems like a girl you would not mess with. She noticed that his fingers were somehow twitching while he spoke, indicating that he was nervous. The guy was at least 35 years old, and my best friend was 23 at the time. Immediately, she realized that something was wrong with this guy. First, he greeted her by saying he had spotted her in the area a few times, and then proceeded to ask her on a coffee date at a nearby cafe. Sarah was just standing there speechless, and politely declined him, saying she wasn't interested. It made him really mad, so he kept insisting that she go with him. When she refused again, he angrily told her that they would see each other again soon, calling her by her real name. She was absolutely dumbfounded by this, wondering how on earth this creep had found out her real name. She had no clue who this guy was. He didn't seem like a university student at all, but rather a construction worker, judging by the clothes that he was wearing. A bunch of questions came to her mind. She was afraid that she may have been stalked by him, so she threatened to call the police if he didn't just give up on his advances and leave her alone. Obviously, my best friend wasn't in the least interested in this creep, but if you think her story ends here, then you're wrong. The next thing she did was part ways with him. He stood in the same spot for a moment, and then, as she said, hopped into his car and started following her for a few blocks down the street, in a dark-colored car with tinted windows. When Sarah realized this, she got even more scared, so she had to take some lesser-known routes in order to get to her apartment complex safely. The sun was just starting to set at this point. After some shortcuts, she managed to arrive back safely before dark, but she was left feeling paranoid from the whole incident, wondering whether he knew where her apartment was. She never reported the incident to the police, although she vividly remembered his facial features and overall appearance. Fortunately, nothing ever happened after this, and she has not seen the guy since. I really hope it stays that way. My advice for everyone is to stay safe out there, because sadly, there are a lot of narcissistic people who just can't take no for an answer. Occasionally, I go grocery shopping after work. I work a pretty standard 9-to-5 job, and that's the most convenient time for me to go. One day, I needed a few things and was planning on cooking something for dinner. I stopped at my local grocery store, the same one I typically do. When I got there, it was really busy. The parking lot had many cars in it, and when I got inside the store, there were quite a few people. It wasn't terrible, but this was a very common shopping time for other people like myself just getting off from work. I made my way around the store, from aisle to aisle, picking up what I needed along the way. I spent maybe 20 minutes in total shopping. When I was done, I used the self-checkout to pay for everything. After that, I walked back to my car, put my groceries in, and drove home. When I was almost home, I stopped at a gas station because I realized that my gas tank was about 1/4. That's when I realized that I didn't have my wallet. I had it at the grocery store because I had paid for everything with it, but now it wasn't in my pocket where I always kept it. I frantically searched my car up and down, and even checked in all of my bags and everything. It just simply wasn't there. This meant that I had to have left it at the grocery store. I remembered the scene at the self-checkout. It was quite busy. There were people at all of the self-checkouts, and even a line of others waiting. But they did have employees that stood near the checkouts, so there was a chance that if somebody saw me drop it, that it would be in the lost and found or something. I decided to call the grocery store and continued on with my drive home. I could at least drop off my groceries at my house before going back, seeing as I was only about 2 minutes away from home. But as I spoke with the grocery store on my drive home, they told me that nobody had found a wallet, and they did not have one in the lost and found. I was disappointed to hear this. I feared the worst, that somebody had stolen it. I arrived at my house, got my groceries, and began to walk inside. When I got up to my doorstep, though, I saw my wallet sitting right in the middle of my front step. I was shocked. I walked over and picked it up. All of the cash that was inside of it was gone, as was my credit card. My debit card was still there, though, as was everything else. I immediately went onto my banking app and canceled my credit card so that whoever had it couldn't use it. The cash was probably about $100, which I was unable to get back. Still, I was happy to have my wallet, but I wondered who had dropped it off, and I never found out. If somebody saw me drop it and picked it up, they couldn't have followed me home because the wallet was there before I even got back. It was like they knew where I lived, and my driver's license actually had my old address on it, so they couldn't have gotten it from there. I didn't have my address anywhere in the wallet. The only thing I can think of is that maybe it was one of my neighbors or somebody that somehow knew me or where I lived. To me, it still remains a mystery to this day. I work at a grocery store, mainly stocking shelves. This is something that happened a few months ago. Most of the time that I work, it's evenings, and occasionally really late nights. I'm in college, so it allows me to focus on school during the day. So, a few months ago, I'd been working there for probably about 3 weeks, and had just gotten used to everything. The grocery store is sort of big, and there's a good number of other employees. We hired this new guy, and the first time I noticed him, he came across to me as a total creep. He did pretty much the same thing as me, but in a different section of the store. The first time that I saw him, he was staring at me. He was short, pretty skinny, and had long, stringy blonde hair. I had just finished stocking an item and was going to the back to get another. When I got up, I saw him just standing at the end of the aisle staring at me with wide eyes. When I got up and saw him, he disappeared behind the aisle. I ignored it. However, this or very similar things happened at least 3 or 4 times over the next week. Whenever I saw the guy, he seemed to be staring at me or acting really strange in general. He just seemed a little bit off, to be honest, but it didn't bother me too much. We all have coworkers that we might not get along with, but it shouldn't stop us from doing a good job. One time in particular, I was stocking a shelf on a quiet night. I spent maybe 30 minutes in this one aisle. At one point, I turned around, and when I did, I just barely noticed the guy looking through the aisle from the other side. It was like he created an opening by pushing several products to the side so that he could stare at me through the aisle. I only glanced at him for a moment and then played it off. I felt sort of creeped out by this in a serious way now. How long had he been watching me, and why? I decided that I would go over and try to casually start a conversation with the guy. Maybe he could explain his weird behavior, whatever it was. When I was done with my task, before I started another, I walked over to the aisle that he was in. When I approached, he did not look at me or in my direction. I got right next to him, and he still wasn't looking at me. I said hi, and he looked at me and then mumbled, "Hi." I tried talking casually, asking how his day was going and whatnot. The only responses I got were one-worded or very short. He didn't seem friendly at all. In fact, he actually seemed annoyed that I was talking to him. I walked away after speaking with him for about maybe 30 seconds. I concluded that the guy was creepy and I had no interest in interacting with him again. I went into the back to get another cart of items to stock the store shelves. When I got into the back room, though, I kind of had to use the restroom, and I decided to do that first. We had a restroom for employees only that was in the hallway in the back of the store. I went inside, and after using it and washing my hands, I went to leave, but the door wouldn't open. I had heard some footsteps and noise outside the door, but you couldn't really hear outside very well from in the bathroom. I thought nothing of it. I tried opening the door several times, but I couldn't do it. Finally, I had to literally run into the door with the full force of all my body, and it finally came open. There was a shopping cart with several heavy boxes in it that had been pinned right up against the door. I had to knock it over in order to get out. Immediately, I guessed who had done it. I looked around and didn't see anybody else in the back at all. I walked right over to find the guy and ask him why he had done that. Maybe this was his idea of a joke. When I got out, sure enough, he was already staring in my direction. I walked right up to him and asked him why he locked me in the bathroom. The guy just denied it and then walked away. That didn't change my mind at all, and I still knew it was him. After that, I just got back to work again. I was now working at one far end of the store. I only had about an hour left of work and wanted to get done what I was supposed to. as I was working in the far corner. At one point, I heard footsteps behind me. They were really slow, and I glanced over my shoulder to see the same guy. He was pretty far back, but staring at me. He was really getting on my nerves, but I chose to ignore it. A couple of minutes later, though, he was closer. It was like he was trying to creep up on me and was slowly and quietly moving closer and closer. I looked back to see him standing directly behind me, now about 5 feet away. He wasn't hiding behind anything. I immediately got up and literally ran out of there. He remained standing there, expressionless. I went to the farthest aisle of the store away from him as I could, and basically spent the rest of the night just walking around the store, looking over my shoulder every 5 seconds, trying to avoid the guy. Luckily, I didn't see him again that night, and I got off a short time later. I didn't see the guy again at all after that. One day, another coworker asked me if I had heard about Marty. I asked him who Marty was, and when he described him to me, I realized that was the name of the weird guy. I was told that he had been fired and also arrested for punching our boss and trying to choke him. I was surprised, but also not surprised to hear that. I still wonder, though, if he had been planning to hurt me when he was sneaking up on me that night. About a year ago, I was driving back on my way home from work, which was sort of far away on that particular day. My work location changes frequently, and this was one of the farther ones. It was nighttime now, and probably about 9 p.m. The grocery store seemed to be in a smaller town, and it was a local one, so not very big. I parked in the small parking lot, got out of my car, and walked into the front doors. When I got inside, things were very quiet. I didn't need a whole lot of things, just like 4 or 5 items. I started out in the produce and made my way throughout the store. After a while, I realized that I might be the only customer shopping in the entire store because I hadn't seen anybody else at all. I finished up my shopping, which didn't take too long, and then I made my way to the check lanes. This grocery store only had 4 check lanes, but when I got to them, there were no employees at any of them. None were self-checkouts, so I had to wait there for an employee. I stood around waiting for a minute or two, and then took a look around. Nobody else was in the entire store. There was a sort of eerie feeling, though. I wondered where everybody was. I took a few steps and looked down several aisles. When I happened to be looking down the last aisle, I suddenly saw a man. He hadn't been there before. He was walking slowly from what appeared to be a back area. When he saw me, he almost looked surprised. I asked him if he worked there. The guy walked a ways closer to me before saying no. The guy then asked me how long I had been in here. I told the guy I had just gotten a couple of things and wanted to check out, but couldn't find any of the employees. He told me that he thought he saw a guy in the back and offered to take me to him. I told him no thanks. I thought that sounded kind of weird. Suddenly, I looked out the window because I noticed flashing lights coming down the street. I had no idea what they were for, but the man that I had been talking to darted away in the opposite direction. Less than a minute later, the flashing lights were at the grocery store that I was in, and I saw police approaching the door. I had no idea what was going on, but I was told by an officer to leave the store as several more police walked in. I was told that the man who had been inside the store had assaulted the only employee who was working, and then the employee had fled the store and called police. Things started to make sense to me then. The police were able to get the guy who was inside, but after this experience, I feel really lucky to be okay. I can't believe that I was alone with that guy in the store for so long, and even talked to him. This happened to me about a year ago. I went to Jewel Osco with my mom, grandmother, and brother. It was nighttime, and things were quiet. We went in the store and shopped for at least 20 minutes before leaving. When we did, we went into the parking lot, and my grandmother noticed something strange. As we were starting to approach our vehicle, there was a car that had a group of people inside. The car was driving by us in a weird way. It was just really slow and seemed like everybody inside was watching us the whole time. They drove past us and then parked nearby. We then saw a few people come out of the car and start to walk towards us. My grandmother told us to get inside the car quickly. I could tell that she was scared. She then shouted at my mom to drive as soon as we were in. My mom sped off just before the people had reached our car. Luckily, they didn't follow us home. I asked my grandmother why she was scared, and she told me she had a really bad feeling about the people. I'm not going to lie. I did have a bad feeling as well. I'm glad that we were able to leave before they reached us and nothing bad happened.